Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. She responds to Lunishma Sam Yakshom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Samichvov. In the end of Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. When it says, Eloi Kim Loi Sechalel, is it referring to Choyl? Is it referring to a Dayon? It means Elohim, Loshon of Dayon. Or it's Kodesh, is referring to a Kodesh Baruch. According to Rabbi Shmuel, is the Elohim over here is Choyl. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Kodesh. Rabbi Reuven Margolyos sends us to what he wrote in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis Leil. Because the Girsa of Mesechet Soifim, there's a few Girsas in Mesechet Soifim regarding this Machlekes. And the Girsa of the Vilna Goyen is like we have. But the original Girsa of Mesechet Soifim, it says there that Shimon Oymer Kodesh doesn't even bring a Machlekes. The Nachas Yaakov on Mesechet Soifim, he says he brings in the name of the Aguda that the one who says Kodesh is Rabbi Shmuel. So Rav Reuven Margolyos understands, according to Nachas Yaakov, he just has the opposite Girsa from our Gemara. Not that Rabbi Shmuel said Choyl and Rabbi Akiva said Kodesh, but the opposite, Rabbi Akiva said Choyl and Rabbi Shmuel said Kodesh. Says Rav Reuven Margolyos, that fits very much that Rabbi Akiva l'shitosei. Why? Because the Gemara Aleil and Daflam Tchesem Udbe says that it says in the Pasuk in Daniel that there's two cheers in Shemaim, the Karsovon Ramyu. So what does it mean? Why is two cheers? So says the Gemara, Achas loy v'achas l'David, divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that one cheers for him, one cheers for David HaMelech. So came Rabbi Yossi and told him, Akiva, ad mosa et ois eshchina choyel. Till when you make your shchina choyel that you have a cheer for David HaMelech next to the shchina? So says Rav Reuven Margolyos, what does it mean, ad mosai? Ad mosai, until when, Rabbi Akiva, you're comparing a human being to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says Rabbi Akiva l'shitosai. He says, when it says the word Elohim, it refers to Adayan. Meaning you use a name which belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you refer to Adayan. He says there's another example to it. The Gemara in Baba Kama, the Gemara in Psachim, that says that Shimon HaMusoni, he was dashlim all the ace in the Torah. The minute he got to ace Hashem l'kech atiro, said, what is Eis Hashem l'kech atiro? What is it coming to me, Mimim Rabbi? Who is added to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he was poirish. He stopped dashing the Esim Sheba Torah. Came Rabbi Kiva and says, no, Eis Hashem l'kech atiro l'rabbus tamini chachomim. So you see that Rabbi Akiva, l'shitoso, he is connecting human beings to the Gdush of HaKadosh Baruch in a more easier way. So it makes a lot of sense that in our sugyo, when we're saying he brings the girsa that we have in Masechet Soifim, makes a lot of sense. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it says Elohim, Elohim means only Hashem. But according to Rabbi Akiva, Elohim can mean Adayon using the name of Hashem for Adayon. And this is a he'ora nifla me'oid, and it fits very much to what we know, midivri Rabbi Seinu, to Rabbi Akiva. He had a shaykhis to a much higher level of gdusha than anybody else. That's why it says Rabbi Akiva is doirish kisri oisirs. He not only saw the letters, but he saw how the letters connect to above. The ksarim on the oisirs, the crowns on the letters, connect the letters to a higher sphere. So Rabbi Akiva is in this world, but he's connected to a much higher place. But one nikudo maybe that we can say a little different than Reuven Margolyos, according to our Girsa. You could say that our Girsa also fits with this Mahalach very much. Because the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk, what is the Pasuk saying? Eloikim loy sekalel, venosi be'amcho loy sor. So if you just take the Pshat of the Pasuk, as Mashra, you're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it says nosi be'amcho, it's talking about a king. So Eloikim refers to Pashup Shah to Adayim. According to our Girsa, Kozer Bekivan says, even though the Pashup Shah is talking about a human being, but even when you talk about a human being, you can refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be Kodesh, even though the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk is a human being. Because a human being can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara that the Reuven Margolyos mentioned, Es Hashem Kechotiro Le'Rabbus Tamil Chachamim. Tamil Chachamim could be an extension of the Shekhinah. So when you're referring to a Dayan, I could refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could say, the Pashup Shah, I talk about a Dayan, but I'm going to say Eloikim Lesekal, referring to Hashem. So Adi Rabbo, because Rabbi Akiva extends the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to human beings down in the world, that's why he can say Elohim is Kodesh, even though the Pashup Shah is speaking about Adayim. So in other words, this He'ora Nifla of Reuven Margolyos, not only you don't have to change the Girsa to do it, but Adrabah, the Girsa that we have, works with it very well, and that's the Girsa of the Vilna Goyen Masechet Soifim as well. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to Hotzuku, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.